Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syria's President Bashar al-Assad Tuesday, in a speech to Parliament, vowed to continue the fight against terrorism. He said the war will continue until terrorism is ripped from its root and vowed to liberate every inch of Syrian territory. Mr. Assad also accused Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, a chief foe in the five-year conflict, of sending thousands of militants into the northern contested city of Aleppo. In Washington, U.S. spokesman Mark Toner called the tone of the speech vintage Assad.
He basically got up and said what he always says, which is that he's going to never back down, never step aside, going to keep up the fight, and never recognize the role that he has directly played in creating the conditions that exist today in Syria, where Daesh has been able to get a strong foothold and establish itself, where you've got segments of the population cut off from humanitarian assistance deliberately by the regime. This is a reality that he has single-handedly created.
Toner, who called the speech discouraging, appealed to Moscow and Tehran and those with influence within the regime to keep Mr. Assad from letting the Geneva peace process fall apart completely. An Egypt Air flight from Cairo to Beijing Wednesday was forced to make an emergency landing in Uzbekistan after the airline received a bomb threat. The plane, with 118 people on board, was evacuated and searched. No explosives found and was allowed to continue on to Beijing. An Egypt Air Airbus crashed in the Mediterranean May 19th, killing all 66 people on board. In Turkey, another car bomb killed at least two policemen and wounded several other people in Midyat near the Syrian border. Tuesday, a car bomb targeted a police bus in Istanbul that killed 11 and wounded nearly 40 others. This is VOA News. A car bomb in Iraq's holy city of Karbala, southwest of Baghdad, Tuesday, killed at least five and wounded more than 20 others. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Islamic State often targets Iraq's Shia majority. President Obama and India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi Tuesday highlighted the strong bonds between the two countries in a meeting at the White House. Mr. Obama said they're committed to signing the Paris Climate Change Agreement by year's end. He thanked Mr. Modi for his serious commitment to clean energy, as well as the safe use of nuclear energy.
I indicated our support for India becoming part of the nuclear suppliers group, the abilities for technologies that are critical to India's development and prosperity being available. We also discussed in that same context our important work together around the non-proliferation of nuclear materials and technologies that could end up falling into the wrong hands.
Mr. Modi ends his visit Wednesday with a rare speech before a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress. China said its exports fell more than 4% in May. Imports also dropped, although less than expected, still leaving it with a trade surplus of just under $50 billion. Meanwhile, China and the U.S. ended their eighth strategic and economic dialogue in Beijing Tuesday amid growing commercial and security tensions. In U.S. presidential politics, presumptive Republican Party presidential nominee Donald Trump swept all five primary elections Tuesday and then addressed supporters in New York.
I'd like to begin by thanking the people of Montana, South Dakota, New Mexico, New Jersey, and California. We had some big, big days, and we have some big numbers coming in. Very big numbers.
Meanwhile, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton sailed to victory in the Democratic Party primary elections in New Jersey, South Dakota, New Mexico, three of six states that held ballots, declaring herself the first woman to secure a major U.S. political party's presidential nod. The rights group Amnesty International has charged that albinos in Malawi are being targeted in what it calls an unprecedented wave of brutal attacks. The group said attackers are seeking body parts for witchcraft. Simeon Mwanza is an Amnesty researcher.
The main recommendations for the government of Malawi is to protect the right to life and security of person for people with albinism, ensuring that people with albinism have access to education, including by looking at the conditions under which they are learning.
Amnesty says nearly 20 people suffering from albinism, a hereditary skin disorder, have been killed since November 2014. The head of the UN AIDS fighting organization named U.S. fashion designer Kenneth Cole, an AIDS activist, as an international goodwill ambassador. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.